Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Market Vibe podcast. Sorry, I just laughed because somebody just honked right outside, like right when you were about to press record.
If you're listening to this to your, in your car, honk your horn for the Market Vibe podcast.
Yeah. Totally. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a very cold, cozy day, and we figured we would record some podcasts for y'all because reasons.
And because we've been terrible at batching them. And so this is us saying, hey, not everybody's perfect in business, but we're going to batch some podcasts today.
Yes, we are. So the one that we wanted to chat about today, we actually started a Reels challenge with our Instagram community. We just wrapped up the third week. And do you want to kind of explain the Reels challenge? I know that you were really the mastermind behind it.
Yeah, these sort of challenges are always kind of near and dear to my heart because this is how we started our business. Was we did a 60-day challenge way back in the beginning. If you want to see, you can scroll back through all our old terrible content and scroll all the way back and you'll see something called Live at 5, which is where we would go live at 5 o'clock every night, Monday through Friday on Instagram with someone that we knew from our community or someone that we really respected. And we did that for 60 days straight. And then when we started on TikTok, we actually did a run of 30 days of doing 6 videos a day. And I really truly believe that doing those two things are not only what catapulted our Instagram and our TikTok towards massive growth, but it really set the foundation for our entire business, for being comfortable on video, for creating better content. And so we always like to do these at least once every year, because I know a lot of people talk about consistency as an issue when it comes to creating social media content or showing up when it comes to short form video. And so, it was just an idea of, you know, hey, like we haven't done one in a while and it would just be nice to see, who else. I really didn't know if anybody else would be interested, but we got tons of feedback from not only our email list, but also people on Instagram who were super stoked and loved the idea. So it was just really cool to see that a lot of people really were excited about doing the challenge as well.
Yeah. One of the most common questions we get to this day is really more on the technical side of Reels, is how to film them and how to do all of the bells and whistles and all of the features. And we've done so many trainings and tutorials on how to really do, you know, that kind of back end of creating Reels. But we really noticed that the best way to empower people is to do a challenge and to just challenge them to do it every single day. And we decided to do 90 days this time because 30 days can definitely make a difference. But if you really want to solidify a new habit and to really get comfortable with something, 90 days is such a good place to start. And if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I really want to create more Reels, but maybe you're feeling held back by some of the technical elements. Literally, we just learned by doing. Like, we just dove in and learned and messed up and, you know, made errors and did all the things, but that's what makes you better. And when you're willing to just dive in and learn something new and fail along the way, honestly, I feel like failure is the best way to really learn something because you're like, oh, I shouldn't do it like that. But when it comes to Instagram, Reels is still such a good area for reaching a lot of people. And I think you should dive in and do it with us.
Yeah. I think you just have to be okay with understanding that if you haven't been creating Reels on a consistent basis, you're not going to be great to start. And that's okay. I mean, if you think about anything that you've ever started in your life, you probably weren't that good at it. But as you do something, you can't help but get better. You can't go to the gym and not help but gain muscle and get healthier. You can't eat healthy and not see results. And just like with, you know, Instagram Reels, you can't not create 90 Reels in 90 days and not see results. And so, you know, even if maybe you didn't catch the email or see it on Instagram and you're thinking, oh, did I miss the boat? Not at all, because we're finishing the third week now and going into the fourth week. And so you can make it a 60-day challenge because maybe 90 days sounded like, you know, it was too much for you. So now you have an extra week now to prepare and you can start not next week, but the following week. And you can really have a solid plan for being able to do, you know, 60 reels and really figuring things out. And we can kind of break down just some easy things, a little bit later as far as like best practices of, you know, if you're trying to create a reel every single day, but you're having trouble finding sounds, or you're not sure what concepts to come up with and things like that, we can kind of brainstorm those as we go along. But I know Jill has up our results from just this three, it hasn't even actually been 3 full weeks. But just to give you an idea of if you post just a reel every single day, really the kind of results you can see on your Instagram.
Yeah, so our accounts reached is up 387%. So if people are saying that Reels are not getting as much reach anymore, I would disagree. Reels are still one of the best ways to get your content in front of new people and in front of new eyes. And video is here to stay. It's not really going anywhere. I think that in the future of social media, we're going to keep seeing new facets of video. And honestly, the best thing about video is that it helps form that relationship and that trust very quickly with your audience and your viewers. So it's really a great way, especially if you have a brand new account or you're trying to grow your account. Reels are one of the best ways to get your content in front of brand new eyes.
Yeah, I agree. I think Reels overall, the reach, I know Instagram was trying to say that they were going to even out the reach between photos and carousels versus video. I still don't think that that's true. I have not noticed that for our account personally, or any of the accounts that we work with, whether it's through our agency or through people that we coach. I still believe Reels are far and above the best way to grow. And even people who are, Instagram strategists and things like that, they're telling you to post 5 to 7 Reels a week and only post 1 to 2 photos or carousels or infographics and things like that, which means that they're telling you a 3 to 1 ratio of video to graphics. And I just think that, like Jill said, I think it was started with TikTok, but I just think short form video is here to stay. I think graphics will always be a part of social media, but they just don't engage people like video does. And video is the most authentic form of content that you can create right now, because it gives people a chance to see you in your environment, see you kind of being on video, whether you're talking or, you're doing a trend or something like that. So I just think that if you really, really want to grow, I think the best thing that you can do is just continuously get better at making short form video, and whether that's, Reels or TikToks or whatever it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. So to wrap this up, let's chat about some best practices. So if you're listening and you're like, yes, I finally want to jump in and I want to start filming more Reels and posting my Reels on my Instagram, where do you need to start? So, do you want to kick us off or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. So what I would say, the first thing that you should do is figure out a day when you're going to film. Like if you're going to be posting 30 reels in 30 days, that means you're going to need to plan ahead. It is tempting to want to just do it day by day, but if you leave it up to that, it's almost leaving it up to chance and you're more likely to not post. So first thing is I would pick a day every single week. Let's say it's, Tuesday. And you're going to film all of your reels. So that, and batching is literally everything.
Yeah. And I think what you can do too is another neat little trick is, say you have long form video already, say you've got something like a YouTube, or you have just some long form video, maybe from you speaking
or a podcast
that you recorded. A great thing is use AI. We love using Opus Clip. So it's OPUSCLIP. What it'll do is it'll take long form video and it'll cut it up into anywhere from 10 to 20 pieces of short form content. It'll brand it to your colors. It'll give you all the bells and whistles with, captions and all of that. And so if you're thinking, well, hey, I need somewhere to get started, that's a great way to get started where you don't have to necessarily come up with new concepts and ideas. If you have a great piece of already performing content, like Jill said, a podcast, maybe a YouTube, or just some other form of long form content that's done well, that's a great place to start as well. It'll save you a lot of time. So then you don't have to actually then sit down and create a bunch of different things. The other thing I will say is obviously give yourself a filming day, but I always say give yourself a planning day too. So we'll just use Jill's example. So say you're going to record on a Tuesday for the whole week. I would say Monday would be the day you'd sit down, and I do this for ours as well, is look through the Instagram Reels feed, look through people that you follow who are kind of hero accounts in your niche, and look for trending sounds. save those trending sounds. That'll give you an idea of what types of concepts to come up with so that when you go into filming, you don't have to be like, I don't have a sound or I don't really have a concept. You want to be prepared when you go to film because that filming should take no longer than probably 30 to 45 minutes in all honesty, if you're prepared. If you're finding that it's taking longer than that, that just means you haven't done enough preparation. And so what I'll do is I'll save sounds, I'll save concepts, I'll save even shot lists. So if I see a reel where I'm like, oh, that's a really good, like, okay, they're sitting at their desk and they're writing, I can use that. I'll even do the shot list. So that way, when it comes time to film, I don't have to think about, oh, well, you know, where do I want to position myself? Where do I want to shoot this specific reel? And so I think the more work you can do ahead of time, the easier it makes it when it comes to filming.
Yeah. So then after you've planned out your content, and that's including like the your shot list of what you're going to be filming, and then you have your day of filming, then you need some time for putting all of it together. And that is, you know, adding the words to it, adding captions to it, adding any kind of sound or, you know, just any kind of editing that needs to be done, doing that ahead of time as well. And I know this sounds like a lot of work, but it's way better to be ahead than to try and plan it in the moment. Because if you're trying to plan it in the moment, a lot of times what we find is people will search for something, they're not feeling inspired, they get overwhelmed, and then they don't post. And they say, okay, I'm going to just do it tomorrow. Planning ahead is super powerful. It's a great time saver because although your social media is important, it shouldn't be the only thing that you're doing. The thing that you should be focusing on is moving your business forward. But having your content planned out allows you to really be, you know, the CEO and the driver of your business so that you can make sure you're following up with leads, you're having sales calls, you're doing all the things that you need to do. Taking some time to edit and put them all together and then put them into some sort of scheduling software is essential. We used Planoly for a really long time. You can actually schedule reels with Planoly. You can schedule with Later or Buffer. And just having somewhere where they're all scheduled is super important. You could even use something like Google Drive where you just put them into a folder and you just title them like, this one's going out 10/24. This one's titled 10/25. This one's titled 10/26. So you know which days they're going out. There's lots of different ways to schedule and to plan, but having this done ahead of time, it saves you so much time and you kind of feel a little bit like a badass when you're like, when you go to post and it's already planned out.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah. I know that we'll schedule it and I'll write all the captions in Google Doc. So I can literally just copy paste super quick into the caption. So I'm not writing captions in the moment. And I think the best way, or at least the best advice I usually give people, is to try and create a routine around it. So what is one day where you know with fair certainty that you can plan everything? Okay, Monday afternoon from 1 to 2 o'clock is always available for me. So I'm going to make Monday 1 to 2 o'clock the time I always plan my Instagram content. And then Tuesday from 10 to 11 in the morning is when I'm going to film because that's the uninterrupted time that I have. We have repeatable processes in our business. And I think that that's why we not only are able to stay ahead like that and create so much content at scale, but also why we get so efficient and so good at it is because it's a routine now. We don't have to like every single week sit down and, oh, when are we going to, you know, plan our Instagram content, or, oh, when are we going to film? It's like, no, this time, this day is when I'm, you know, finding the sounds and doing all this. Okay. This time, this day, this is when we're always recording our Instagram reels. And so I think the more, and this isn't just with creating content, this is with anything in your business, the more that you can create these systems and routines that are repeatable like that, the better you get and the more efficient you get. And then ultimately, the less time it takes for you to do all of this stuff.
Absolutely. So if you decide to do this Reels Challenge with us, please let us know. You can always find us at Michael and Jill on Instagram so we can cheer you on, and feel free to ask us any questions about Reels recording, you know, anything like that. We're happy to help.
Yeah. And if you need, I always say for our clients, if you need to cheat because you can't find any sounds or anything like that, we're using only trending sounds. We're also putting examples of how you can use the sound in the captions. So that's there as well. So you use our page as a resource if you want to, if you feel stuck with ideas, if you're not finding the right kinds of sounds. Because like I said, during this whole time, we're giving examples and using sounds that are trending that are under 1,000 uses. So they're great sounds to use to get good reach for your reels.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening this week. If there's anything else that you would like us to chat about, remember you can find us on Instagram, and we hope to see you next week. And don't forget to subscribe, because, you know, why not?
Yeah, follow the podcast because you love us.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Okay, bye.